have a lot of support. Updating.
You're
tennis.
Listening to a podcast of Big Breakfast with Luke, Rach and Cam for Joy 94.9.
You're listening to Big Breakfast with Luke, Rach and Cam. That's me.
It's you.
It's me.
That is who you are.
Yeah. Welcome to Monday morning.
Welcome.
Yeah, and we're having a chat about...
Being a sook.
Being a sook. Having a win.
Because you want to talk about this.
Even...
Crying as an
it's
adult.
It's not being a sook, no. Yeah, so crying as an adult. So I am going to be up front and frank. I cry a lot. I do it all the time. I love a cry. A happy cry, a sad cry. I've done it on air for Big Breakfast and for Checkpoint. Oh, God damn it.
You know, I love this.
You love putting emotional music behind me. All the time. So, yeah, I like having a little, like, a little cry. Yeah. I think it's great.
Yeah, I think a good way to refer to it is having a teary.
A teary. Yep. Yeah.
But what context are we talking about? Because, you know, like, you're randomly in the street and you're like,
well, no, I'm not like having hormonal, like, I'm not like my sister when she cried about Fruit Loops once.
Oh.
Because she was pregnant. And she just started crying about her breakfast cereal. It's not that. Like,
okay. I was going to say, don't you bring hormones into this?
No, no, it was like the extreme hormones.
It's a very hormonal response.
Like, when you get those pregnancy hormones, and my sister once, like, was just looking at the tram and, like, started crying because she's like, that's how people, you know, get to work. And we're like, what does that mean?
I have had.
I love that.
Yeah.
I have had instances.
Yep.
Yeah, where I've been in public and I'll see, like, an old person struggling to cross the street. So there was one time where I was on a tram and this old guy was like shuffling to get to the stop to get on the tram that I was on, and the driver went ding ding and he kept going, and I was there and I was like, oh, my soul, and I had the chokingness, and if anyone had said, are you okay, I probably would have cried, but I like held it in, but I was like,
because the person...
Because he was trying to run for the tram and he didn't make it.
The indifference in your face.
He was old.
So he didn't get hit by a tram or anything.
No, but he was trying to run.
Okay.
He should be retired. He should be sitting at home doing a
crossword. He probably is.
I mean, to be fair.
No, he was in a suit.
Yeah, but you can wear a suit and be old.
He was probably at a funeral.
I mean, when I try and run.
You're making some extreme jumps here.
When I try and run, I also cry. So
yeah.
I understand that.
But, like, so I'll, like, watching TV, watching movies, like, if something really good happens, Rowan will always look at me because he knows. He knows I'll be, like, having a little teary to the side. And for ages, I was, like, being made to feel like that was silly. Like, my friends would always be like, oh, Cameron's having a little teary. And, like, even when it was happening here on, like, if I'd be talking on Checkpoint about something and I'd get emotional, I'd, like, stop myself and be like, oh, no, 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 I'm not going to do it. And everyone would be like, ah, you're going to cry. And it wasn't, like, a bit, like, in a teasing way, but I was always like, I shouldn't do that. And I'm like, nah, I'm over that.
Yeah.
I'm just going to cry. Crying's great.
Dude, crying on radio, though, you do tend to hear, like... Like, it doesn't sound
okay,
good.
I don't have very, like, I'm not like a real snotty crier. I'm like just, that real dignified,
your voice
that
ends
single
up
tier.
Like mine? Like, you know how I can't kind of like, yeah, it's like.
Like that?
Yeah, that's exactly
it
how
sounds
I
sounds like a zombie seal.
Okay, stop.
That's great.
We're going to make that into a sound effect.
Someone just turned on the radio and went, what? What is that? You know, I like a bit of a cry during a TV show or movie as well. That's probably when I mostly
yes,
do it. I'm like a reality
that.
TV show producer's wet dream, because whenever they play the music in those shows that's meant to cue you to feel emotional and cry, I absolutely do in every single scenario. It's like, oh, I dropped my pastry on the floor. And like, I start... I get really sad. Or it's like, oh, I'm giving my final rose to blah instead of blah. The music gets me every time. I can't help it. Like, it just triggers me. And that's how it's designed. It's that sort of that clear triggering response that music can provide in those shows.
Mm.
And it just gets me every time.
See, I feel like reality television doesn't get me. Like, I think Queer Eye, definitely.
Oh, that is designed so
that is loaded.
Ball.
Yeah. but outside of that, like, I don't think I really cry during any of the kind of reality television, like, you know, The Bachelor.
Crying as an adult, do you do it? Is it okay? Is it acceptable to cry? And what, as an adult, makes you cry?
It's a safe space. Tell us.
Yeah. We will cry.
No judgment.
We'll cry with you.
Do you reckon I can make myself cry?
I reckon I can make you cry.
Okay, let's try and do this for the next break. I'm going to cry.
Oh, God. This is awful. Big breakfast on Joy.
Still feeling the effects of the weekend? Get some big breakfast in ya. It's Big Breakfast with Luke, Rach and Cam.
We're getting very emotional here in studio. Well, I mean.
We're trying.
We're working on it. We're talking about crying.
It's early, guys.
Crying as an adult, you know, whether it's something that you can do or you should do, because I think there is a bit of a stigma around crying. I think there's more of a stigma around men crying well.
Yeah.
You know, the idea of if a man cries, it's like it's weakness, you know.
Weak.
Women are fine to cry because they're emotional creatures.
It's not weak. My emotions are just so buff.
Stop bringing your hormones into this.
Stop
God.
Being so hormonal, Rachel. And that's kind of the public perception, you know. And I think it's okay to cry. I mean, you know, we're gay men, so again, we're not that sort of straight masculine super. Oh, you can't cry.
Yeah, but at the same time, there is also that level of. Like, because we're gay men, people already put a lot of those stigmas on us. So then you feel that you need to not live up to those. Like, whenever you do something that is conceived as, like, a feminine act, not that I think it is in any way, but from an outside source who consider it that way, you go, oh, I can't do that because then I'm just buying into a stereotype.
It's a whole mask for mask thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, I'm masculine, gross. You know, I'm masculine gay.
I'm femme for femme.
Straight acting only, please, which is awful. But we wanted to know, 0427JOY949 or email onair@joy.org.au. Is it okay to cry, you know, as an adult?
Yeah, we've had a few messages through. Andy messaged in again and said, I think it's great to shed a tear every now and then. It makes us all human. Fact. If you don't have tears, you are not human. You are a reptile.
You might have had a lot of work done and just closed the ducts.
Do reptiles not have...
tears? I don't think so.
Don't they?
They have wet eyes.
That's why it's called crocodile tears, because there's no actual...
Right.
Tears.
Oh, okay.
Well, maybe they just don't have tear ducts.
They explain this because Marsha Cross is probably a lizard then. So.
Wow.
Anyway, we also got a message from Mark, and it's really cute because a little picture of him comes up and he's happy in his picture. But the message says...
Behind the curtain.
As Bjork says, never let a poet lie to you. If you need to cry, cry, darling. Don't let your humanity be curbed by sociopaths. In fact, I'm crying now.
Oh, Mark, don't cry. It's okay.
See, and when I hear people say that they're crying, I instantly get that slightly heavy feeling in my chest like... Oh,
well, it's kind of the reverse, though, isn't it?
Because
not just about crying, but how do you feel like when you're in the space of someone else and like they're crying? Because to me, like, I find it kind of awkward. Like, if someone starts crying about something and I'm not with them on that journey, like, it's like, you know, they've had something traumatic happen or something and they're crying. I often find like, what do I do?
I cry, and then people are like, why are you crying? And it's like, I'm an empath. I just, if they're crying, I'm going to cry. If they're laughing, I'll laugh.
That's kind of nice in like a whole in it together kind of thing, isn't it? I guess.
Except like it's like their grandma died and I've never met their grandma, but I'm bawling my eyes out also.
Yeah.
I think it go two ways for me. There are definitely moments where like, so if someone is crying and it's like a genuine thing where I feel for them, it like definitely like, I'll immediately become super sympathetic, but I don't cry in response to people. But one thing that will happen is if someone is kind of crying because perhaps it's like they're trying to get pity or they're like stressed out by something that's their own fault, nothing will turn me on them faster than if they start crying. A good instance is on Drag Race when Aquaria started crying in that first episode about being called racist.
Yeah.
If someone starts like crying about being called racist, I am immediately just like, no, you are nothing.
I'm watching TV though. We're talking like real people.
No, but like if that sometimes happens with real people as
Really?
Like if they've done something, and you call them out and their response is to cry about it, oh, you better believe that just irks me.
I've been working with children a bit lately and they'll like punch another child in the face and then you're like, child's name. stand over here, and then they start crying, and it's like, you're the one that just punched that kid in the face, mate.
That's an interesting
name.
They should
be crying.
Is it European?
Yes.
Mm. The kid probably deserved it, though. Kids are awful.
Well.
We deserve to punch in the face. I get emotional with anything animal-related. I think you guys are the same. Like, anything dog-related, especially, I cannot handle it at all whatsoever. It just makes me cry, even just, like, the sight of a dog in any show, on any TV show, even in the street. I see a dog go past, and I'm like, oh, he's so fluffy. Like, I just...
A dog's purpose.
Yeah.
Only real world for me. Like, if something's scripted like A Dog's Purpose... I will feel like I'll be like, oh, I'm
have you watched
it,
that
but
movie?
I don't cry.
Yeah, have you seen that movie?
No, I don't want to.
You need to see it because within
it like
the first 5 minutes,
daytime.
You will cry.
Doubt
you
it.
Will
that movie,
sob hysterically.
Nothing has made me cry more as an adult than that movie.
Yeah,
did. A Dog's Purpose is awful.
I feel like those movies that are designed to make you cry, I get too cynical and can see through that and go, you're trying to make me cry, so I'm not going to cry.
Not this one.
Like, I remember one of the moments that I've cried the hardest in, like, a good moment was an episode of Parks and Rec where everyone was just really happy. And I'm like, everyone's really happy and everyone's really good. And I started crying about that. But, like, when it's something like, oh, this is really emotional, you're going to cry. I sit there going, I'm okay.
But why don't you let yourself, like, just be taken on that journey that they're trying to take you on, though?
But, like, I just can't. Like, that's what my brain thinks because I see... through the decision to try and make me cry. It's not that I'm sitting there going, I'm not going to let myself cry. I go, well, you're trying to make me cry.
But
and
then,
it feels forced.
When you say that Parks and Rec was trying to make you happy, and that's why I'm not going to be happy because you're trying to make
but
me
I don't
happy.
Think they ever sat there going, we're going to make them so happy that they start crying on their couch and their husband is worried about their mental state.
I mean, I'm worried about your mental state constantly, but I don't
You're crying about a dog you don't even know. Don't worry about my mental state.
Oh, my God, but the connection. Have you seen in their eyes?
It's a script. The CG connection.
So's wrestling, and you guys like wrestling.
Oh, you've barked up the wrong tree because I do not like wrestling.
Ken doesn't like wrestling. I love wrestling. I wouldn't cry at wrestling.
What a failed attempt, Rach. Why don't you cry about it?
We want to know, is it acceptable to cry as an adult? Is it okay to, you know, cry during a movie, during a TV show?
Are you crying right now?
You might be crying right now. Because content is so good, you might be like, oh, this is amazing. I've never heard radio so beautiful and incredible in my life. I just cry.
Big personalities for those with big appetites. It's Big Breakfast with Luke, Rach and Cam.
Dee, are you an emotional person? Do you like to have a cry?
I am a crier.
Yeah? What makes you cry? Is anything particular set you off or is it just...
It's changed over time.
Right.
I don't have we been talking about this. I haven't been listening to you guys. Oh, okay. I would call myself an empathetic crier. I cry largely. You know, I have, there's three kinds of crying. I think there's your frustrated, that's annoying, angry cry.
Yep.
Pissed off crying is another one I get into occasionally. But mainly my crying is isolated with empathetic crying. If I see particularly old people, pets and children... Mainly old people. If I see an old person on a train, I think, oh, God, are you going to be all right? How are you going to get off? What's about? And I get all teary.
These guys gave me such a hard time because I told a story about how I saw this old guy having to run for a tram and the tram went ding, ding and kept going. And I was like,
yeah.
And they were like, bah, bah.
Don't throw me under this tram. I gave you no hard time. That was all Luke. I was just indifferent.
That's fair.
What do you cry at?
Animals.
Yeah, okay, a puppy. And now that I have a child and a puppy dog in my life and a house, it can get really, like when you leave them or when they go off.
Oh,
it's, yeah.
That is the absolute worst. Even when they go to the vet sometimes, you're like, oh, I can't even watch that happen.
We haven't done puppies versus vet yet, so that's going to be, that's this week. Got a new puppy, guys. Okay, bye.
This has been a Joycast of Big Breakfast with Luke, Rach and Cam for Joy 94.9. If you enjoyed this podcast, please rate us on iTunes and Stitcher.